First one is the question by Mr. Wuchen regarding the SAR's plan to legislate to allow referendum. As far as we know, currently the SAR government does not have such consideration or plans. Now, the second question is by Mr. Balkan, which says that you're not clear why the referendum will impinge on the rights of the other citizens. Let me briefly explain this. According to the decision or ruling of the court of the Court of Final Appeal, the ruling says the public referendum is not public activity. It will actually take up public spaces and obstruct the other citizens to exercise their right. This piece of further information probably will help you to understand the case concerned. The third question is from Ms. Sensen on the Article 25B of the Covenant and its cancellation of his reservation. I think there might be misunderstanding. The representatives of the government of the SAR has said, we have implemented the obligation of Article 25 of the Convent, which it means we do not have reservation towards this. We have only three reservations, and we only have reservation for the second. As for the other issues, the government of the SAR has honored its obligations, and so the explanation by the representative of the SAR government doesn't mean that we have the intention of making reservations of this Article 25B. Now the floor goes to Mr. Zhang Guohua of the Office of Security Bureau.